We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining us now is our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. And Tony, we got a bone to pick with you. Last week I said, who is the one player, the one guy in the lineup you would not want to have to take out? If you just say you can have everybody else, you said Alex Bregman. So naturally, we just found out about 5 minutes ago that Alex Bregman is going to the IL. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But I honestly think you guys are going to be all right while he gets healthy.
Yeah, I think Clint said that earlier today was, you know, the one place that you would love that you know they can withstand stuff is that in that lineup. But my goodness, Kyle Tucker goes to the IL yesterday, and now Bregman. It just seems like this team hasn't been just completely healthy and whole to see exactly what they can do, because what they've done with injuries has been pretty good anyway.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's a problem not just with the Astros, really all of baseball. I don't know that anybody's been whole at any point during this season. It seems like one or two or even more guys are missing from lineups. But I think you guys not hit the nail on the head there. This team, if you are going to miss a piece, you'd rather it be on the offensive end. And Bregman certainly, I mean, he's an MVP type player. But as you roll through the just crazy amount of talent you have offensively, whether it's the heartbeat in Michael Brantley or it's Gurriel, Alvarez is swinging the bat. Well, I mean, there's a list. You guys got a strong list of guys that can hold the four down while Bregman gets healthy.
Tony, what about replacing him? Not replacing him, but literally that top of the lineup now. Dusty, for whatever reason, man, he just really wants to keep Carlos Correa in that five or six hole. And today's lineups come out. He put Chaz McCormick in the two hole and Brantley in the three hole. Why does that seem to be such a shuffling of the deck? Because to me, it's a clear, hey, man, if the one, two, or three hitter in this lineup's out, I'm going to put Correa there.
I just think you don't want to mess with a good thing. Carlos is offensively in a place during the season that I don't know that we've seen him before in terms of just the consistency that he's able to put together a good at-bat, a quality at-bat. And so I can see why Dusty would leave Carlos there. And on top of that, you got guys who can fill the void at the top of the lineup. I mean, Altuve does a terrific job up there. Michael Brantley, I think, is if Bregman is the first piece you don't want to miss, he's the next piece you don't want to miss. And being able to have a guy like that hitting in a three-hole while your original three-hole hitter is out is really a luxury most teams don't have. So until proven otherwise that, you know, Brantley can't handle it, that spot, I'd say you leave it as is and let Carlos continue to shine the way he has this year offensively.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, joins us. And you were just talking about Carlos Correa, and he's going to have a contract coming up, and I'm sure there will be a bidding war with him in the offseason. How do you quantify what may be his greatest asset? And that is, he seems to just have that clutch gene in big moments. The other night, he hit a game-tying home run with two outs and two strikes on him. In terms of, like, what guys get, how do you quantify that part of it?
That's such a good question. I think it's going to be different for every team, right? If you're a contending team, you probably quantify that clutch gene. You probably have it pretty high on your list of importance, right? If you're a team that, you know, is kind of rebuilding or starting from scratch, you might value that as well. But I think ultimately it's going to be the teams that are, you know, a piece away that are going to be the ones that probably put that at a high priority. I mean, I think what he's showing this year, at least, you know, up through the mid part of June, I know there's still a lot of season left, that he can make adjustments. This is the best I think I've seen Carlos in terms of the consistency at the plate. He just seems to know what he wants to do, and that's his focus during the at bat. And he's been really fun to watch this year in terms of, it seems like, his maturation in the box and what he wants to do.
All right, our MLB insider, our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. All right, Tony, what do you think Major League Baseball, last week you said Major League Baseball needed to do something about the foreign substance situation with pitchers. Now they've come out and it's a 10-game suspension, a 10-day suspension if you're caught with any foreign substance. Do you think they handled this the right way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I can't think of another way to do it, right? I think they gathered the information they needed to gather because, as I said last week, you're not going to just get something by the players union. Like they're on it. So they had to collect the evidence. They had to be able to present the evidence. And I personally think the rule that has the most teeth is you can no longer replace those guys that get suspended. So now you actively are having teams, you know, kind of, you know, be able to get involved in keeping guys from using substances. Because if you can't replace a starter for two starts, and you got to go bullpen days twice during that 10-game frame, that only hurts your ball club. So I hear what some of the pitchers are saying. What they're saying is also true, right? It's, you know, guys who have been using the sunscreen and rosin, nobody's considering that cheating. However, because, you know, basically you were given an inch and you took a mile, the consequences are everybody gets lumped into it. Now, maybe down the line, more research, they can figure out, you know, and not even more research. It also puts the onus on Major League Baseball to make the ball unified across the board. You can't have the balls looking different from city to city. And now with this rule, yes, it's going to clean it up, but it also is going to put some pressure on Major League Baseball to rectify the slick ball situation that they have.
Tony, is this tacky substance situation causing injuries for these pitchers?
I think that's a bit of a stretch, personally. You know, you keep hearing that in terms of now all of a sudden it's being taken away and injuries are happening. Listen, if everything is true as everybody says it is, and this has been going on for a while, listen, it was going on when I was playing. At least to my knowledge, injuries haven't gone down. They seemingly keep rising. So I don't know that it has any correlation at all. But, of course, listen, the way Major League Baseball players are, I used to be one, we're going to complain originally. Everything is hard to change at first. It's no different than the base stealing rule or sliding at home plate, not being able to roll over catchers. We complained like no other when those rules were put in. And now you fast forward to 2021, you don't even think twice about it. It'll be the same thing eventually. Pitchers will make the adjustment. But I do think Major League Baseball has to figure out a way to make the ball not as slick, because clearly that is something that you hear from each and every pitcher, and you hear from position players.
MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with us. As a former hitter, are you someone who wishes that they still had this usage of grip? Are you somebody who maybe feels a little bit more uncomfortable now that they may not have as much control when they're throwing pitches and you're standing up there at the plate?
No, I don't. Because I feel like we've seen more guys get hit in the head over the last 5-6 years than we ever have in baseball. So I'm not buying the idea that it helps the command that much more. I completely understand some guys wanting to use the rosin and sunscreen to have a little better grip, but I don't think it changes the ball game to the point where guys are going to be put in danger. And so Ultimately, we're going to find out, but starting Monday, I believe. So I don't see it being like that. I know that's what the running line is, but I think these guys will adjust.
All right, Tony Gwynn Jr., our MLB insider, is with us. This is a big series this weekend. Astros are setting up with the White Sox. Maybe fill some people in here. A lot of people seem to think the White Sox may be arguably the best team in baseball. What are they looking at? Do you see them as that?
I do. I think this is an uber talented young team that is confident right now. I think they believe they're the best team in the American League. And if you got that going for you, especially with the talent they have, you know, I think it makes for what we're going to see is a good series between the two. I think the White Sox have answered a lot of questions throughout the season by the way they've played. So, you know, they're leading their division by a healthy four games right now. And they seemingly have the pitching. They have the bullpen. They have the young guys mixed with some veterans on that squad. And they're uber talented. I do think they're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the American League. But this Astros White Sox series should be a lot of fun to watch.
All right, that's our guy, Tony Gwynn Jr. You can catch him each and every Thursday at 3:30. He joins us, and we appreciate you giving us all your insight.
You guys have a good weekend.
All right, that's Tony Gwynn. That was our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. We always enjoy speaking with him. He said, man, he thinks they're the best team in the American League, and I hope Los was listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!